As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Not sure where Bob went, maybe for seconds on the pizza, but let's get to the big boy, Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Is he on? There he is. He's on our YouTube channel as well, and you should go there via 937thefan.com. You can watch the show as it happens here. 50-minute mark on the fan coming up here. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. Let's not beat around the bush, big boy.
Joey!
In very succinct terms, who do you think the Steelers will take with the 21st pick, assuming they stay there? And who do you think they should take, assuming the draft falls as most think it will?
You're not going to give me multiple choice here?
No. Who do you think they will take? Who do you think they should take?
I think they should take Derek Harmon. Now, is he available at that point? That's up in the air at the time. I do think they need to, regardless of, try to find themselves a defensive lineman within those first 21 picks, depending on who it is, if it's Nolan, if it's Harmon, somebody to that ilk there. If not, if those two are gone, I would then move maybe a little bit past that and really look hard at a running back at 21. That's running my back. Top three picks. Running back, Joe.
Running back.
That was Bob. That was Bob.
Thanks for joining us, Bob.
Mother Nature called. You saw what happened to Shaq O'Neal the other day.
That was great.
And I've had my share of those kinds of things, and you can't ignore Mother Nature. So I wasn't trying to ignore you, Mark, but you say running back maybe?
Potentially. I mean, it would have to fall a certain way. But I think if the defensive lineman would be off the board at that point, I would think that a running back would be in play at that 21st pick. I don't think they're going to be able to move back because I don't think they're going to get enough value to be able to move back. If you move back from 21, you want to move back within range to get the guy that you truly love. You're not going to move back into the middle of the second round then take a flyer, so to speak, on somebody. You're going to have to absolutely love somebody. What I'm saying is if you move to 21 to 26, you better well be sure that there's five people you would love to have if you move back five spots. And I just don't think anything more than that would be possible.
So you think they will take Harmon, and who do you think they should take?
I think they should take Harmon if he's okay. There. I mean, he's been mocked in many different places, anywhere from, top 12 to top 20 to all the way down to 30. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess depends on what the needs. There are some needs. I mean, Carolina needs a defensive lineman. The Bengals need an offensive defensive lineman, which you got to be a little bit worried about because they're right in front of them. So he might be off the board. But I'm sure that there's two or three other ones that they would be willing to take at that spot too.
So if Nolan, Harmon, and Grant are all on the board, the defensive linemen, the trio, you would take Harmon out of those three?
Yeah, I don't see Grant would be a little bit down on my list because, I mean, he is a big, powerful guy, Jordan Davis like, but not like Jordan Davis because he's a, you know, he's a little bit different because he's just a freak. I don't want a 20th first overall pick to be a guy that's limited to a nose tackle and may or may be able to play in sub package football. I want a guy that's going to be, you know, Cam Hayward like, Stephon Tuitt like eventually. I don't want a guy that can, you know, potentially play 18 to 20 snaps. So he would be there, but he would probably be my last of the three.
So, Mark, yesterday at that press conference, you heard Mike and Omar talk. You weren't going to get much information. They're not going to show their hand, and I totally understand that. But they did say they play a game, like most teams do, of misdirection, of making you think one thing when they're trying to do the other. How much of this pertains to what they're doing with Shedeur Sanders? Do you think they're legitimately interested, or are they maybe just trying to throw somebody off so that they can create a different scenario for themselves?
Well, Bob, you've been covering this team for a while. Yes. You too, Joe. And you have your own show with Mike Tomlin. How much effusive praise does he ever give to an opponent when it comes to a draft guy? Never. He went on and on and on and on.
Which is why I asked then you question.
Why?
Is it true?
He wants you to make you believe that you're going to potentially – hey, maybe if somebody's at 25, 24 or whatever, hey – let's move up to the Steelers, see if we can get ahead of them. Maybe they give them a call or something like that. Then he drops it in. He goes, even the top 30 visits we're not always truthful with. Who in the world are you talking about there, Mike? You have to be talking about Sanders, in my opinion, there as well. Like you said, they give no information for whatsoever. And all of a sudden, I thought he was going to tell us what, you know, Shedeur Sanders' favorite color was and what's his favorite type of seafood and salad dressing at a point. So that was a red flag to me. I'm like, what are we doing here? He doesn't say this about anybody. If you would have called him Mr. Sanders, then we would have known he was really meaning something.
Limits, would you like to hop on board here with the big boy?
I would love to hop on board. Hello, big boy. Do you think that there's a chance that the Steelers in the third round might end up taking Tyler Shuck, or do you think that it's something they shouldn't even consider?
Wow. See, first of all, Tyler Shuck might be gone by then, right? That's the case. But if he's there, I think you have to explore it. Yeah. I mean, I don't mind a quarterback in the third round where you're saying if worst case scenario happens, he could be our backup. He could be our Landry Jones. He could be our, you know, for lack of better guys, I mean, Mason Rudolph or guys like that. I'm all for that. And that's what you're going to get when you – look at a guy in the third and fourth round. So if he's there, I mean, even potentially a Will Howard, somebody like that late in day two, early day three, I would be willing to go down that route right there. But I don't want to grab a quarterback at 21 where you're looking at he's being viewed as a – when you're picking a quarterback in the first round in 20, you're thinking he's going to be a slam dunk. And I just don't think anybody – that's going to be around at 21 is going to be a slam dunk for them, but you don't need that in the third. They need to add to people. I still think Aaron Rodgers comes. So, I mean, take that for what it's worth.
Well, let me ask you what I asked these fine gentlemen earlier. If I told you you had to take a quarterback at 21 and your choices were Milroe, Sanders, or Dart, who would you take?
Ooh, Milroe, Sanders, or Dart? Probably Dart.
That makes 4 for 4 then. We're all of that.
Yeah, I mean, Milroe's a guy that I don't know. He seems like a guy that just keeps moving up on the draft board for reasons why nobody seems to know. He doesn't have that intangibles, I don't think so, where he's a sure bet. I mean, Sanders, if he was a sure bet, Joe, Bob, Austin – the Browns and the Giants would not be trying to get rid of 2 and 3, right? You would be like, we need quarterbacks. Shador's there. He's a can't-miss prospect. We're taking him. No, they're like, hey, let's try to get out of this position. So I think a lot of people might see Shador that way, but you only need one guy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And one team. There will be a team that grabs them. I just don't think it will be the Steelers.
All right, let's talk about something that's been brewing down in Dallas, and I have no idea what to say. Maybe Jerry Jones is doing this as well, playing little games. But he said that he's working on two significant trades that are designed to bring in a number two receiver. So given where George Pickens is right now, 1 year left on a contract, just witnessed $150 million going to the guy who is the number one guy here, do you think that includes the Steelers? And if so, what would be the compensation for George Pickens?
I see. I wouldn't take anything less than maybe a second and a – I'd take multiple picks. If you're coming out here and saying, we want a number two, we're looking for this. First, number two is the first thing out of my mouth. Okay, we're getting a number two, plus we're getting a four or five. They got to come and knock the Steelers' socks off for them to even consider this. Even then, they might not even consider it. It's going to have to be a great offer for them to be able to make this move because they feel that they have finally a good wide receiver crew that they can – move forward here at least this year and give him a chance to win. And the worst case scenario is, you know, you get a third round pick next year for if George leaves, you can franchise him next year. So you're gonna have to make it worth the Steelers' while and some. Saying that, I just don't see it happening. But if it's Jerry Jones and the being how much of a wild card he is, man, who knows what's going through his mind? Maybe he's willing to give you way, way too much.
Well, and you're like, man, he got a second round pick for Chase Claypool, right? Omar Khan. Yeah. So who knows? Maybe he waits it out and something happens that, you know, I guess I'm asking that, Mark, with the thought that I don't think his future is determined right now. I don't think, you know, you can say right now he's on the team and I know they talk glowingly about him, but that can change very easily depending on what people call you on either draft day or before draft day, right?
I mean, you could probably say that about a lot of people. I mean, do the Steelers want to trade Minka Fitzpatrick? No. But if somebody says, hey, we're going to give you X, Y, and Z, you're like, oh, man, maybe I should do this, you know? It all depends on what the offer would be coming back there. But I don't think they want to trade him. I don't think George, anything that I've heard, wants to be traded right now. So, like I said, unless some
wait a second here. Wait a second here, big boy.
Dallas.
Everything you know about George Pickens right now, you think things will go smoothly through training camp in the season? Well, nothing's happening now. Of course he's not piping up now. Nothing's happening.
No, he could. He could. He could just say, knock on Tomlin's door and say, hey, I'm out. You got DK, you go live with him. I'm going somewhere
or
else.
Just quit on routes like he's done in the past or get upset
then.
On the, no, acting out in
then
any
you
form.
Address it then.
Then well, you address, then it might be too late. I would address it in anticipation that this guy's going to be a problem because they told him essentially this offseason, you are not our guy and you might not even have a future here. Here's all your money going to DK Metcalf.
Yes, but he also knows, he's smart enough to know, hey, T. Higgins shut his mouth for a year and he got paid $30 million. Why can't I do the same thing here right now?
Yeah, I brought that
You sure about that?
I'm not sure.
He looks at that and says, I'll do the same thing?
Absolutely, I'm not sure about that. But he better look at Deontay Johnson right now and say, you know what? I asked for a trade and wanted out of here, and they sent me to Carolina. They sent me to the purgatory. How did that help my pocketbook?
Well, we'll know there's problems when he starts.
So in that,
when he starts running backwards during games, Bob, we'll know there's problems. You're up.
You always got the draft. You always got the trade deadline. If something doesn't work well in training camp, there's always that option to be able to move him if you feel that. That's
look at this big boy.
Wait a minute, Joe. May I gauge the boy in a?
Please.
Game of free association.
Ooh. Wow. How about this? Well, this is like when Ron came in and did everything but football with Al.
It's not actually free association. I want to give you guys names.
Please.
And an over and under that I just checked on one of the sports books I look at. And I'm just curious what you would think on these positions. I'm going to give you the name of the player and the draft position. You tell me over or under, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's the first one.
You go first,
Ashton
big boy.
Genty. Over and under, draft position 6. Will he go over or under that?
Is that where he's supposed to go, to the Vegas?
It opened up at 9. It's now 6.
Can I say push?
You sound like me now.
Yeah, if you think he's going to go 6th. Who's drafting 6th, Bob? I think he's going to go to Jacksonville right at number – are they 6?
The Raiders are 6.
Where's Jacksonville?
5.
Over. He's going 5th.
I'm pushing as well, Bob. I think he's going to go 6th to the Raiders.
Next.
Okay, Jackson Dart. Draft position, 24.5.
Funny you should mention him.
He opened up at 19.
It's funny you should mention him, Bob. Chase Daniel, former NFL quarterback. Jackson Dart's film versus Georgia. The kind of game scouts circle. Played through pressure, made clutch throws, never blinked and played hurt. He's a first-round QB for sure. I don't think he makes it past number 20. Says Chase Daniel. I think he does. What number did you give
23
us?
And a half.
No. I'm holding out hope the Steelers take him at 21.
So it'll be under.
Who the heck's at 20?
I don't know.
The reason he would say 20 is because someone who likes Dart would jump in front of the Steelers fearful of them picking
I'm not going to look into all the minutiae here. I'm just saying that where he ends up originally was – what did I say? 19 he was originally. Now he's down to 23.5. Do you think he'll be selected before that, under that or over that?
I say under. It's a quarterback. People get nervous and take quarterbacks, so under.
Bob, we have to go.
Under.
I have one more. I have about 10 more, but since you occupied all the time and you're going to blame me for this.
How am I getting blamed? You were late for the segment, Bob.
Mother Nature.
Because you had to pee like a runaway billy goat.
No, it wasn't pee. Paid attention to the clock. Shudder Sanders.
It wasn't pee.
It wasn't pee.
Oh, jeez. What was it then, Bob?
I mean, it was pee.
I'll tell you what it was. It was a bigger blowout than Patriots 55, Steelers 24. You remember that one, big boy?
Oh, yeah. Dick LeBeau lost it, remember?
Yeah.
Shudder Sanders, draft position, over and under 9.
Lower, like you're gonna back further down the draft.
You're gonna go over.
Yeah,
it's over.
It's very confusing, actually, Bob.
Okay,
the way you've termed it.
I'm sorry about my game of free associations going off the rails. I'll now leave the studio, and you guys can finish up today's show. Thank you very much for
more
your
blowouts in Super Bowl 40.
That wasn't a blowout. That was a close game. Thank you, big boy.
All right, fellas, we'll see you.
Bob, would you like to continue? Bob left. I looked up and I said, Bob, you want to continue that game in the next hour, which we're already in? and Bob's gone.
Which we will do. Bob legitimately walked right out of the studio.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.